Paul, first of all then, do you know yet the full extent of the injury suffered by Rob Jones?
Yeah, we do, and it's positive news. You know, Rob spoke to his specialist and consultant yesterday. He's improved a lot over the last couple of days, and he's got a fighting chance of being fit for Saturday, which is positive news all round.
Because we did think at one stage, we sort of feared the worst when all that happened the other day, early stages.
Yeah, I think everybody did, you know, myself included and Rob. You know, the consultants basically said that if he hadn't had any previous neck injury, nobody would be worrying or panicking. You know, he has took a nasty blow to it. He is very stiff at the minute. You know, and if he's not right for Saturday, then more than likely be right for Tuesday night.
Following on specifically from the game against Preston, is everybody else okay?
Yeah, there is. Jamie McCombs trained today as well, which is another positive, so he's got a chance for Saturday as well. And we'll go with the lads that we've got. Everybody's, apart from they two, have trained today and are fit.
Do you look at making changes between games because you have got the squad size that you have, that you need to keep people relatively fresh given the volume of games you've got?
Yeah, I think we've done that already in the games that we've played, and you know, there's no respite in this league at all. We all know that. There's one thing keeping them fresh and changing things around, but there's a lot to say for keeping the same team after a very good performance, you know, and that's what we had the other night there.
It hasn't gone unnoticed, though, that a lot of the subs are getting the big moments, though, aren't they? I suppose they are doing quite well and putting their hands up to start the games.
They are, and it's great for me. You know, to have four subs come on and score in four games already, it shows me that, one, the togetherness of the group, and two, that they're ready to go. There's no sulking. They're a good group who get on well together. The ones that are on the bench are really desperate for the ones who are playing to do well, and vice versa when they come on. So it's a good situation to have.
And despite perhaps the constraints you have, how pleased have you been with the versatility of the squad that you've got? Because across the two games, I've noticed that you've been able to employ and deploy different formations within that.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, the other night we went with the 4-2-3-1. Previously, we went 4-4-2. But we've got a group of players that we have to utilise that with, you know. And, you know, Reese came in and covered ever so well at centre half the other night there. Dean Furman, we pushed him forward a little bit. Kyle came in and I thought was outstanding. So it's good, you know, and the players can take a lot of confidence for the night there, because Preston are a good team who rightly so are one of the favourites to go up, and over the majority of the game, over the better team.
Is it a case of you will eventually have a settled side, or you plan to see how it goes, where you're going and against who you're playing against?
Yeah, I think you take the opposition, what they do, to try and counteract that. But we also concentrate on ourselves a lot. You know, we have got different players who can play in different positions, and you know, you spoke about changing the system. It's something that we've worked on over the last couple of weeks as well. So at any given time in the game, whether it's at the start or during it, we know we've got players that can cope with that.
I have to say, having watched Doncaster for a good couple of years now, Kyle Bennett, what's changed in him? How's he got to this stage where he looks as though he wants to play for Doncaster Rovers and is playing well?
Yeah, look, Kyle said, first and foremost, he's had a really good pre-season. You know, he came back with a bit between his teeth. He's a player that, even though I sent him out on loan last year, I really like Kyle. You know, he's got a lot of ability. He's a good character to have around the place as well. And I was delighted from the other night then, you know, and what he needs to do is do that on a consistent basis now. Because we all know he's got the ability. The thing that struck us all throughout pre-season and the other night then is his work rate, you know, and the wingers that are in my team know what I expect from them. First and foremost, it's working hard, and if you work hard, you always give yourself a chance.
And maybe wasn't of that mindset before. I suppose it comes with age, a bit more experience perhaps?
Yeah, a little bit of maturity as well, you know, and I'm not saying that Kyle's mature by any means or forms if you see him around the changing room. but he's bringing a maturity into his play in training and in games.
How are things at the minute regarding transfers and maybe getting somebody in? Because you will always be looking for reinforcements. You could do maybe with that support, but how likely is it that that's going to happen between now and the 31st?
Look, we're always looking, and we do a lot of stuff, a lot of work behind the scenes. At the minute, we've no plans. With Rob looking as if he's going to be okay and Jamie coming back, we've no plans to do anything yet. But that may change before the 31st.
Because, well, you do need some help, don't you? You could do with a little bit more experience in there.
Yeah, do a bit of experience, a bit of cover. You know, the squad is light, we know that. But you get on with it. You know, what it is doing, it's it's given the younger kids a taste sooner than possibly they even would have thought. You know, Liam Wakefield's now out of the four games, he's been involved in two of them and been in the pitch, which is a great experience for him. You know, with young Billy Whitehouse on the bench, young Ben Askins has been in the bench, and it's a fantastic experience for them, you know. So I'm not going to sit here and moan about what I've got and what I've not got. I think always looking the positives, and we're bringing these young kids through. Sooner, yes, but they're picking up a lot of experience.
With that, does there have to be maybe an acceptance of there will be the highs and lows, if you like, across the course of this season? Because you do have a decent chunk of the squad who aren't 26 and have been around the block for a long time, that you will get inconsistencies along the way.
Yeah, we will. And I said at the start of the season, I said before the Yeovil game and straight after it, regardless of the result, that it's not going to happen overnight. You know, after one win, all of a sudden, we're going to be the finished article. The philosophy that the club's going down now, it's a long term thing, you know, and we all want everything now, we all want results now, none more so than me. But you know, there's got to be a little bit of patience involved along the line as well.
As regards maybe transfers, anything moved on at all regarding the departures of Quinn and Wellens?
The Paul Quinn situation will probably have an answer in the next 24 hours, one way or the other, and you know, that's all I can say about that at the minute.
So obviously somebody's come in for him then. What about Wellens?
Richie's still here and he's still training with us, and will continue to do so up until the 31st.
Given the fact that you have got the selection issues that you have you thought about bringing them back into the fold, even be it for only a couple of games, just because an extra body is there?
No, you know, but Paul's been training with the youth team. Richie's been training with us, and doing stuff on his own as well, you know, and it's important with the games that we've got at the minute that we make sure that the group that is involved in the squad that's involved in the game stay together. You know, that's no slight on the two people that we're talking about. It's just the way I want to do it. You know, we want people who are committed, and I've said before, if you involve them in training and you play them in games, they could leave at any moment. You know, and I would rather have the group we've got. Yes, two good players, two experienced players, but we want players who know that they're going to be here in the future as well.
Are you expecting Wellens to go then? If Quinn gets sorted out in the next 24 hours or so, are you expecting on after the 31st of August that he'll be gone then?
No, it's 50-50, you know, and I think, well, I would have thought, and I think Richie would have thought as well, that with the ability and the player and the character he has, that clubs would have come in for him by now, and that's not been the case. There'll be nobody more happier come the 31st of August if Richie Wellens is here in my squad than me. But as I said, until that date comes, until something else can get sorted out in the meantime, there's not a lot I can do about it.
Moving on to game stuff then, what do you want to see as part of this side's development against Colchester that you saw bits of against Preston?
I want them to keep the ball retention that we had, but be patient with it, which I thought we were the other night. By being patient, what I mean is, and what we're trying to stress to the boys, is not a slow tempo in the build-up. You know, I thought we moved the ball at times ever so well. The other night there, some of the football we played was outstanding, especially first half. You know, we want to be better and we want to carry that on throughout the game more often.
Colchester as an opposition then, what do you make of them?
Look, they're down there, but I've watched their game against Notts County the other night there, and how they didn't win the game I'll never know. You know, they played some really good football. They are a very attack-minded team with good players going forward. You know, so defensively we're going to have to be bang on it, because they could cause us a lot of problems.
It's interesting though, isn't it? They do look quite susceptible because of that, don't they? You know, yeah, a lot of possession against Notts County and picked off.
Yeah, I know, and ended up losing the game 2-1. It was the most one-sided 2-1 defeat I've ever seen. That's no disrespect to Notts County, by the way, because they had two men sent off. But they're a good team, and we're going to have a similar performance to Tuesday night, if not better, to get something out of it. And looking at their league position and seeing them down there means nothing at the minute, you know. And after Saturday's game here against Port Vale, there was a lot of doom and gloom. You know, after the Yeovil game, all of a sudden we were getting promoted. After the Port Vale game, we were getting relegated. And then we've had another performance, a really good performance on Tuesday night, so everybody's on a high again. So we want to keep an even keel in it, but keep that in mind, you know, and be reminding the players that the one thing Colchester will be wanting at their place is their first win and a reaction.
It's interesting, isn't it? You had a great high, then a big low, and then, well, result-wise, kind of in between, it being a draw. So it's about, can you predict what you're going to get this Saturday?
It's the same at every club. You win, you're getting promoted. You lose, you're getting relegated. And you draw, and you're just crap. You know, every club's the same. You know, and we've got to handle that.
And I go back to a point made earlier that maybe with Doncaster Rovers this year, and you're not the only ones in League One, that strive for consistency will be difficult when you are maybe throwing players in, young players, etc.
It will be. And look, we want to get that consistency as early as we can. If not in results, but definitely in performances, because they end up going hand in hand. We believe that the group we've got are good enough to compete. But I'll go back to it again, we're just going to have to be patient and realise that we are going to have off days every now and then, even the best teams do. And when that happens, keep an even keel in things as well.
Because it was the type of performance that it was, and with that, the result against Preston the other day, did that give you a bit more confidence that that it won't be quite the boom and bust that maybe we saw in the first two games?
It gave me confidence because the players went out there and showed that, one, what we do in the training ground they take into the game, which... first half against Port Vale we didn't do. We want them to be brave on the ball, especially at home, and take the game to teams, whether it's Preston, Port Vale, Colchester, regardless of who it is. And that was a big positive for me because there was a lot of young boys out there, and it's the back four that finished the game especially showed a lot of maturity.